Sullivan County, New York, is part of the Mid-Hudson reopening plan. The region has not yet reached the 7 metrics required by the state to begin phase 1 of reopening. I spoke with the Sullivan County manager about how his county is faring during the COVID-19 pandemic, with a number of attractions temporarily closed as the summer season is upon us. Sullivan County, along with Dutchess, Putnam, Orange, Rockland, Ulster, and Westchester counties, make up the Mid-Hudson region that remains under the New York pause restrictions. Sullivan County Manager Josh Potosik serves on the Regional Control Board.
We're trending pretty much aligned with the Mid-Hudson region metrics. So there's the two main categories that we're falling short on as a region. Our numbers are very similar to the region in general. I think on one we're a little bit lower, one we're a little bit higher, but it's within the ballpark on each. So it's like we're not wildly out of line on any of those metrics compared to the Mid-Hudson.
And those two metrics being?
It's the hospitalization deaths has to be decreasing over a consecutive number of days, where the region's still early on in the 2 or 3 day range out of about, I think, 10 or 11 is how they've reset the metric. And the second is the new hospitalizations of less than 2 per 100,000.
Do you find the region, the counties comprising the Mid-Hudson region, fair?
Well, I know this is a tough decision that the state and the governor had to make, because any region you're in is not going to be ideal. I mean, obviously, we have a lot of similarities, certainly with the western portions of Ulster, some of Orange County. But, I think trying to compare us to a Westchester with cities and a population density that's just not something we experience or have is it's tough. I think when you're looking at a Sullivan, we're a lot more like a Delaware County, Greene County, maybe even a little bit of a Columbia County. So it's just from an economy and a population density. But I understand kind of where the region's got set up, kind of ease of use there. I do work a lot with Orange, Ulster, Dutchess on various things. So there's a lot of synergy and commonality there from government operations. But it's tough to have, for us, we're such a small population county relative. I mean, I think when you're looking at 2.3 million people in the region and we're 76,000, it's about 3%. So we're a very small fish in this bigger, huge Mid-Hudson region. So, it becomes a numbers game. Even if we were to advocate to go somewhere else, I mean, are our numbers going to push another region out of being able to open? So it's tough. It's a tough, very tough decision the state had to make. We understand.
He says it is possible the region could begin phase one of the reopening, even if one or two counties don't meet all the criteria. Sullivan County is a tourist destination, and a number of places that draw lots of visitors are closed because of the pandemic. The museum at Bethelwood Center for the Arts will be closed until further notice. Events, including concerts, have been canceled, postponed, or rescheduled. Resorts World Catskills Casino is temporarily closed, and the Cartwright Resort and Indoor Water Park plans to reopen June 19th. Potosik says having fewer visitors will impact the county.
We obviously, that's a concern. I mean, some of our bigger and even some of our smaller tourism destinations are even if they do open, probably won't be at full capacity as compared to prior years. So, it is a concern, but I think we do have some advantages here. I think when you're looking at people potentially looking at permanently relocating to more rural areas outside of a big city like New York, I think that's where, while we may have some short-term tourism issues, I think in the long term we could potentially benefit from, more of a telecommuting type community where they can, or 90 minutes from the city, so if they need to get in the city they can, but can have a physical presence here in Buttons. And we are seeing some uptick in kind of looking at real estate. So I think that's kind of where, we may get hurt on the short-term tourism-wise this summer, but I think in the longer-term picture, we're hopeful that we're going to see a real boom in real estate and more people moving into our community that have a lasting impact across the whole year versus potentially our more popular summer tourism months from that relocation out of the metro area.
Do you have everything you need from the state specifically to test nursing homes?
It's been a little bit of a struggle and a scramble, obviously. I mean, I understand the tight time frames with everything, but we for our nursing home, we're able to put into a procedure with one of our private healthcare providers that they're going to go on site and test. with no cost to the county, you're going to bill our the employees' insurance, and we have enough tests to do the residents today, and I think some of the other nursing homes in the area are had enough testing on hand to be able to handle it at least for the short term. The longer term picture, depending on how long this goes, it becomes a struggle to kind of financially, but not for us because of the vendor, but if the people are paying out of pocket, it can become very testy, and it's just a disruption. I mean, in the short term, but if this is a long-term thing, employees getting tested twice a week is going to be burdensome on just the employees themselves and the residents. So I think it's needed until we can get out of this, but I think it's just a pretty big operational change that could have financial impacts, but also operational impacts on, kind of being able to run these facilities for the long term, depending on how long this lasts. And nothing's foolproof. I mean, if someone could, if we're testing Monday and Thursday or whatever the frequency is, someone could get it in between that and infect the facility. So we understand the intent. But, again, I think it's important to realize it's not going to be a foolproof solution to keep COVID out of a nursing home or an adult care facility. Employees could still bring it in between testing.
Where is the county in terms of economic recovery? We're seeing, various municipalities in their various phases. Are you at furlough phase, budget cuts? Where are you in the economic plan?
Yeah, from a county budget perspective, obviously, hopefully we get back to normal sooner rather than later. But some of the more dire consequences, we could be seeing some pretty catastrophic cuts. I mean, I think we cut about $6 million out of our budget last month. Anything from, I think we furloughed about 70 or so employees. We cut a lot of public works, capital type of projects or in equipment was the bulk of it. We cut some discretionary contracts, all totaling about $6 million. But unfortunately, that's not going to likely be enough to solve both potential state aid cuts and the sales tax are the two primary revenue losses that could really cripple county governments across the state.
Josh Potosik is Sullivan County Manager. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.